Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good Dr. Ralph Kerr at the Teaching and Learning Institute. This week, that issue is COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic, and we have a lot to talk to. This is an extended edition of Issues in Education. Ralph, we've seen this distance learning thing now take root all over New York and Pennsylvania, the SUNY system. Many private schools are canceling classes. Is this a prudent response to this pandemic or a knee-jerk reaction, in your opinion, to this public health scare?
Well, my opinion really has sort of been evolving over the last few days. It seems like, you know, there's a panic that has set in at this point, and that part of this is a response to the panic. But on the other hand, as you look at, you know, sort of, I see it as sort of a tumbling effect, that this happens and then that snowballs into this and then into that. And I guess I'm coming down to the point where I think it's not a bad idea to just shut down everything. Yeah. I'm not sure, like in the case of colleges, that I would say let's shut it down for the whole semester. But let's shut it down for a period of time and just kind of give an opportunity to see what really happens. The distance learning thing, my concern with that is that I'm not sure that some of the colleges are really prepared to deliver instruction that way. Yeah. And more specifically, some of the professors have no experience whatsoever and have chosen not to participate in distance learning. And having done that myself, I know that it's not something that you can just say, okay, tomorrow we're going to do this via distance learning. It takes some training, takes some development of skills on the part of the professional staff, and I think they're going to really be limping through this, and I think there's an assumption on the part of college administrators that maybe they're professors are more skilled in this delivery system than they really are.
Yeah, and every school's using a different formula in dealing with this. As I know, the SUNY system is going to be keeping some of its labs open for students who don't have the means of participating in this kind of long-distance learning. But those students who have majors that requires more hands-on learning, I think of mechanical engineers and the like, where they have to be in the classroom really to do what they do, this is severely going to affect them, is it not?
Yeah, it certainly is. And even students that may be doing an internship or a practicum, they're going to be limited by this as well. And I think the direction that the colleges are giving is to their professional staff, you know, do the best you can under the circumstances.
Yeah.
And while that sounds nice, if I were a student, particularly in some of those areas like you mentioned, some of that experience hands-on is what I really need in order to capstone my college experience.
Yeah.
And if I don't get it, it's going to leave a hole in my resume in terms of experience.
And so much of the learning that happens is that interaction between students. And it's not just teacher to student, it's teacher to student to student. That's now gone because of this new hibernation pattern we're in. The higher institutions were kind of the first to do this. We'll see what the K through 12 schools do, but I assume it won't be much longer that some of them will be shutting down as well. But there was a congressman from Texas in light of this distance learning phenomenon that's going on. I know SUNY system is keeping its campuses open, so students will be allowed to be on campus. There just won't be any in-class instruction. But some private schools like Bucknell's kicking everybody out. And this congressman says, if you're doing that, then the schools need to reimburse the students the tuition costs. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's going to be a real nut for the colleges to take care of. Obviously, their budgets are built not only on tuition, but particularly in the residential community, based on room and board. And many of the colleges are requiring their support staff to continue to report for work. So those costs are not going to go away, and it's going to be a really big financial hurdle for the colleges to refund room and board, which I think you could make an argument they should do. but it's going to really put a hole in their budget because their, other than perhaps food costs, their costs are still going to be there, and to turn around and, you know, return that money is going to be a significant budget issue. And in some cases, because of the way, particularly in private colleges, they're really struggling so much with finances as it is, I'm afraid that it could even be the death knell for some of them if they're forced into a situation where they have to give healthy refunds for basically at least half a semester, if not more.
That kind of struck me. I can understand shutting down for a week or two, but some of these schools that have already ended the spring semester, to me, it just, what? I mean, I liken that to the sports thing as well, where, you know, some leagues are just, you know, 30 days, we'll see where we are. But to cancel the entire semester, to me, does that seem extreme to you, Ralph?
It does. I think you know, I am supportive at this point of a temporary shutdown, you know, a couple of weeks or something like that, just kind of see how it goes. But to just say for, you know, the whole semester, which is through the middle of May or so, that we're done, seems extreme to me. And that's a long way away from now to be making those decisions.
All right. It just seems like everybody's kind of in that hunkered down, shelter in place mode. Of five states now have canceled K-12 schools, including Ohio and Michigan. And now we've got what's going on at the college level. And if you're just joining us, this is a special edition of Issues in Education. We're taking extended time today to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic and the impact that it's having in our school system, whether it be elementary, whether it be high school, or even at the college level. This is something we cannot ignore. And in the sports world, Ralph, this is, to me, one of the biggest aspects of this story is what this has done to sports. It's just game over here. And at the college level, you've got a lot of kids who now maybe they're in their senior year. What happens to them as far as eligibility issues and the like? Talk to that if you would.
Well, I see that there is developing a grassroots idea on that, and that would be that they would have their eligibility for the senior year would be restored. Mm-hmm. But even with those, the seniors being taken care of, goes right down the line, really. I think if you're going to go in that direction, you have to restore everybody's eligibility for another year. But certainly, as you mentioned, with the seniors, that's got to be just absolutely heartbreaking, because you certainly build towards that year, not only academically, but in athletics as well. And then to turn around and just say, well, sorry, but we're not going to play any more games at all, your college career is over, I think is really pretty dramatic.
Yeah, and then talk about those high school kids. My heart breaks. We got a local school here just up the road, 4 miles. It was looking forward to competing in the state tournament. Avoca Central School had a team that I thought could win it all. I'd been 30 years since they've been there, and to tell those kids that it's over, just life isn't fair sometimes, is it, Ralph?
Well, it isn't fair, but again, I would hope that as a result of all of this, that, you know, all of us would be praying about the situation. There are lots of implications, not only for the college setting, but for the public school setting as well, in terms of the careers of the students academically and athletically. And it certainly shows how something like this can just turn our world upside down.
You know, the irony of this, I think about social distancing. That seems to be the new buzzword. Maybe through this, something as devastating as this, we may, given the technology that has separated us for so many years, maybe through something like social distancing, we'll rediscover our common humanity and what matters most in life. Just a thought.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good point. I mean, we have become more and more reliant on technology, and we've already committed, maybe not intentionally, but we've already committed kind of social distancing.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll realize through this that we do need each other.
Yeah.
And that would be my prayer, that we would come together not only locally, but at the state and national level, and recognize that, you know, we need to be in all of this together and put some of our differences aside and recognize the God of the universe would have us come together and be grateful people in serving him.
Amen. Gives new meaning to the words March Madness, I guess. I got to throw it out there since they canceled the tournament this year. But important issue. If you didn't get to hear all of it, it'll be on our website. But Ralph, where can folks find more information about your organization?
Well, we could simply do that by going to whyrun.org. Whyrun.org.